Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the HCCA and SCCE, coming to you from Las Vegas and the 2018 Compliance Institute. I'm joined today by Jennifer Michael. Jennifer is the Chief of the Industry Guidance Branch of the Office of Counsel to the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services. She's been here at the conference speaking to kickback and Stark Law developments. Jennifer, first, thanks for speaking in the conference and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, glad to be here.
So let's start at the regulatory side of things. Are there any changes coming down the pipe from the Trump administration?
Yeah, well, obviously there's the administration-wide focus on deregulation. From the HHS perspective, the things we're seeing are consistent with Secretary Azar's four priorities, which are to combat the opioid crisis, to decrease the cost of prescription drugs, to increase affordability and accessibility of health insurance, and the push toward value over volume. We're seeing these priorities realized in a number of ways, including CMMI's focus on innovative payment models and improving beneficiaries' health. One example is the expansion of the Medicare Diabetes Prevention Program. We're also seeing it in the pharmaceutical industry, where manufacturers are looking into value-based payment arrangements.
So how big a change do you think this will be for compliance efforts? I mean, some of this is outside of healthcare, sort of the traditional compliance. So should compliance people be taking note of this?
Yeah, it's important for compliance professionals to stay on top of industry trends. For example, my co-panelists today spoke about physician compensation and practice acquisitions and the types of questions and concerns those acquisitions can raise. They delved pretty deeply into the specifics. But I think the biggest takeaway is for compliance professionals is to have a strong process for identifying risk areas and to know when to consult others.
Okay. Are there any other changes coming down the pipe? You mentioned the value shift.
Yes, I think the biggest change is the push toward value over volume. This is a fundamental shift that's going to impact every facet of healthcare. So we're going to need to keep that shift in mind while still being mindful that we are also still living in a fee-for-service world.
So when you talk about the switch to much more of a value-based model, what does that actually mean in practice?
That means compensating healthcare providers for the entire value of service delivered as opposed to a per-service fee like we see in the fee-for-service world. So for example, for someone coming in for a joint replacement, a hip or a knee replacement, compensating the provider in a way that compensates them for the entire episode of care, often including follow-up stays versus a per-service provided payment.
So what are some of the key advisory opinions you've issued recently that people should take particular note of?
Well, advisory opinions are my branch's bread and butter, and they're getting more and more complicated. Some of the recent interesting opinions include advisory opinion 1701, which is the first advisory opinion that in which we've interpreted the promotes access to care exception to the beneficiary inducement civil monetary penalty. Another interesting opinion is 1703, which involved an arrangement where the manufacturer would replace sensitive drugs that spoiled based on environmental factors. And that was similar to a warranty. And finally, of course, is the rescission of advisory opinion 0604, in which a PAP, which is a patient assistance program, failed to comply with material certifications they made to OIG, and so we determined that the public interest required us to rescind their opinion.
Very interesting. Well, Jennifer, thank you for sharing your insights into kickback and Stark Law developments and for taking the time to speak here. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.
Thank you.